One of the things that I really heard is that pretty much everybody who holds a national database who has some idea about mammogram use and menopausal hormone therapy use is looking at their data to see if this goes along with it. And I think one of the big questions is what will happen a year later? Is this just a year's delay, or will this be a sustained reduction? And it would have to be treatment of preclinical, almost there, breast cancers to occur in 1 year. And Trevor Powles told a story at San Antonio about experience he had, which he had subsequently published, was a woman who came to him with breast cancer on menopausal hormone therapy, said she had to go to South Africa, a ticket to South Africa, and the next day she went, came back 7 weeks later with a 4-centimeter tumor biopsy proven, and then it was completely gone. It was pathological, complete response just by stopping her menopausal hormone therapy. There's a few other anecdotal kind of reports like that in the literature.
Wow. Kind of looking at the reverse side, when you did see the increase in breast cancer that you reported, how long did it take once they started the therapy on average before you started to see the increase?
It gets a little complicated because some of the women had prior hormone therapy or not, but it looks like after about 2 years, you start to see the increase. Now, one of the other complexities is that there might have been a differential effect of estrogen plus progestin and estrogen alone on breast cancer, where estrogen alone had a trend towards decrease in the Women's Health Initiative trials. As I look at it, I think if you have established cancer and you change the hormones, no matter what the cause, it might be the same kind of effect. It's a very interesting thing because it got a number of people interested in these population-wide data sets to see whether we're really making a difference. And one of the interesting things in the Women's Health Initiative, people said we should look at strokes, we should look at coronary heart disease to see if those things are changing as well and what's the time frame. So I think it's got a lot of clinical investigators who generally wouldn't be interested in this epi kind of observations to now wonder whether the things that were changing in the clinic are really changing in the population as well.
You know, the thing that's sort of ironic is the fact that, you know, of course, the study, the WHI, was designed to try to move the field forward. There was hope that there'd be less coronary artery disease and overall a health benefit. And it's kind of ironic that, in fact, it did turn out to have a health benefit. It led to a dramatic decrease in breast cancer, but it was kind of weird the way it got there.
Yeah, no, it is interesting because the cost of the Women's Health Initiative was $722 million and we're still going. But if you take 10 to 14,000 breast cancers and multiply about $100,000 per case, you end up with about $1 billion. So maybe somebody owes us some change.